Fall of Jerusalem. Chapter 34. Fate of Zedekiah. This word came to Jeremiah from the Lord, while Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, and his armies, and the earth's kingdoms subject to him, as well as the other peoples, were all attacking Jerusalem and all her cities. Thus says the Lord, the God of Israel, go to Zedekiah, king of Judah, and tell him, thus says the Lord, I am handing this city over to the king of Babylon. He will destroy it with fire. Neither shall you escape his hand. Rather, you will be captured and fall into his hands. You shall see the king of Babylon and speak to him face to face. Then you shall be taken to Babylon. But if you obey the word of the Lord, Zedekiah, king of Judah, then, says the Lord to you, you shall not die by the sword. You shall die in peace, and they will lament you as their lord, and burn spices for your burial, as they did for your fathers, the kings who preceded you from the first. It is I who make this promise, says the Lord. The prophet Jeremiah told all these things to Zedekiah, king of Judah, in Jerusalem, while the armies of the king of Babylon were attacking Jerusalem and the remaining cities of Judah, Lachish and Azekah, since these alone were left of the fortified cities of Judah. The Pact Broken. This is the word that came to Jeremiah from the Lord, after King Zedekiah had made an agreement with all the people in Jerusalem to issue an edict of emancipation. Everyone was to free his Hebrew slaves, male and female, so that no one should hold a man of Judah, his brother, in slavery. All the princes and the others who entered the agreement consented to set free their male and female servants, so that they should be slaves no longer. But though they agreed and freed them, afterward they took back their male and female slaves whom they had set free, and again forced them into service. Then this word of the Lord came to Jeremiah. Thus says the Lord, the God of Israel, the day I brought your fathers out of the land of Egypt, out of the place where they were slaves, I made this covenant with them. Every seventh year, each of you shall set free his Hebrew brother who has sold himself to you. 6 years he shall serve you, but then you shall let him go free. Your fathers, however, did not heed me or obey me. Today you indeed repented and did what is right in my eyes by proclaiming the emancipation of your brethren and making an agreement before me in the house that is named after me. But then you changed your mind and profaned my name by taking back your male and female slaves to whom you had given their freedom. You forced them once more into slavery. Therefore, thus says the Lord, you did not obey me by proclaiming your neighbors and kinsmen free. I now proclaim you free, says the Lord, for the sword, famine, and pestilence. I will make you an object of horror to all the kingdoms of the earth. The men who violated my covenant and did not observe the terms of the agreement which they made before me, I will make like the calf which they cut in two, between whose two parts they passed. The princes of Judah and of Jerusalem, the courtiers, the priests, and the common people who passed between the parts of the calf, I will hand over all of them to their enemies, to those who seek their lives. Their corpses shall be food for the birds of the air and the beasts of the field. Zedekiah too, king of Judah, and his princes, I will hand over to their enemies, to those who seek their lives, to the soldiers of the king of Babylon, who have at present withdrawn from you. I will give the command, says the Lord, and bring them back to this city. They shall attack and capture it, and destroy it with fire. The cities of Judah I will turn into a desert where no man dwells.